Our text for today comes from Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Sometimes it seems like everyone is seeking, or to use a close synonym, searching. Seeking a better job, searching for Mr. or Miss Right, seeking fulfillment, searching for the meaning of life, seeking a connection with a higher power, searching for identity of self. In our age of computers, we can search through all of the books in the library in a matter of seconds to try to find some answers. And now that we have the internet and the World Wide Web, we can search libraries and databases all over the world for the answers to questions in any field of knowledge. And yet, with all this capability to seek and to search, it seems like we end up discovering more questions than answers, and new problems arise to replace the old ones we thought we solved. We continue to be restless, unsettled, still searching, still seeking. We seek happiness and fulfillment in many things, but how many can deliver on their promises? They beckon us. They invite us in. They offer happiness and the answer to our problems. But they can, at best, mask our problems, pushing them out of sight until the effect wears off. And then we're right back where we started from. This is easy to see with extreme escapes like drug addiction or alcoholism. But more common pursuits are equally lacking. You know, many seek to get rich quick by playing the lottery, placing their hope in their numbers despite the astronomical odds against them, when the wiser thing to do would be to put that money into a savings account or to buy something nice instead of throwing the money away with every losing ticket. But what about those few who do win? People who win millions playing the lotto, are their problems over now that they are millionaires? Sure, they can pay off their bills, and I'm sure that they'll find uses for the rest of the money. But will they be truly happy, even with the riches? Or will their wealth be an added source of stress? How much to spend? How much to save? How to invest? To whom to give gifts? What do we do about those hurt feelings when someone thinks they've been left out? Will he now be able to control his temper or fully satisfy his family's emotional needs? If there is anger or bitterness that is years old, will winning the lottery give him peace of mind and restore any broken relationships? Of course not. But the temptation is there for each of us to say, you know, all of my problems would be solved if I had a couple million dollars. Not everyone plays the lottery, of course. I don't play the lottery, but I still have pursuits in which I seek fulfillment and happiness. True happiness and true fulfillment come from the Lord. But how tempting it is to say, I'd be happy if only I had a new computer to replace my old beat-up one at home. Or, think how wonderful life will be when we can move into a new house. Or we can buy a new car. Not only do we seek fulfillment in things that cannot give it, we ignore the only source of true fulfillment and power for living, the Lord God. The love that God has for us is taken for granted and often left unreturned. And as a result of this sin, God would be entirely justified in withdrawing his sustaining hand altogether from us. He could, by all rights, cast us off and literally say, to hell with you, to hell with all of you. But fortunately for us, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He does not repay evil with evil, but responds to evil with love, mercy, and compassion. We did not seek him. We sought all sorts of other pleasures instead. So if we were not going to seek him, he was just going to have to seek out after us. That is how much he loves us. And that is how much he cares about us. He wants a relationship with us so much. And since we couldn't get up to his level, He came down to our level. God the Son took on human flesh and became one of us, even becoming the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus says of his mission, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Parable after parable illustrates God's continuing search for us, those who were lost. He speaks of his shepherd who has 100 sheep, and when one is lost, he leaves the 99 to find that one sheep. And then he speaks of a woman with 10 silver coins who loses one of them. She searches carefully throughout her house until she finds it, and then calls her friends and calls her neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." When we were lost in sin, God sent his Son to come find us and bring us back to where we belong. The Lord Jesus Christ set things straight with his death on the cross. And by his Holy Spirit, he guides us in the ways we should go. Not our own ways, our old ways of seeking happiness in all the wrong things. He gives us true riches, spiritual riches. His ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. He does not give to us according to what we deserve, but as in today's gospel reading from Matthew 20 says, he gives generously, abundantly, even outrageously, as though giving a full day's wage for only 1 hour's work. It is in the context of God's abundant generosity that Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." A very literal translation of this verse makes it even clearer. I think that our seeking him and calling on him is a response to his gracious action. Seek the Lord in his being found. Call on him in his being near. It is the Lord who comes near to us. It is the Lord who makes himself to be found by us, who in our natural state wouldn't even know what we were looking for. The prophet Isaiah called to the Israelites as a call to us as well. Seek the Lord in his being found. He makes himself found in specific places and in specific ways. Although we can marvel at a spectacular sunset or the intricacy or delicacy of a flower and feel a deep presence of God, the Lord is found in particular in the Word, the Holy Bible, and in his sacraments. Jesus wants us to live abundant lives, and that comes from remaining in him. The abundant life of peace and mind and forgiveness, healthy relationships come from remaining connected to the source of peace and forgiveness. Our Lord says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." It's a matter of simple priorities. It's a matter of getting the horse in front of the cart. Ask yourself, what are your priorities? What are you seeking? Do you seek the kingdom of God first? Or do you fit it in when you have time left over? Our Heavenly Father knows what we need. We will not be punished for seeking his kingdom first in Sabbath services, in family services, in Bible study, in fellowship. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. The good news is that he is near and he may be found. God is not far off. In the person of Jesus Christ, he has come near to us. May the Holy Spirit fill each and every one of you to seek the Lord in every area of your life and receive that abundant life won by Christ for us and for those around us. Amen.